on Capitol Hill, statements of regret, then and now.
Did you say that SOB, I'll break his back?
Who?
You.
Afraid of who?
To anyone. Did you make that statement?
Well,
whose back were you going to break, Mr. Hoffa?
Figure your speech. I don't even know what I was talking about, and I don't know what you're talking about.
When you heard that your employees in these emails said, God, what a shitty deal. God, what a piece of crap. Do you feel anything?
I think that's very unfortunate to have on email.
Yesterday, the Goldman Sachs bosses faced sitting Senator Carl Levin. Well, back in 1959, the union boss, Jimmy Hoffa, faced a future senator, Robert F. Kennedy.
Yeah, Mr. Hoffa, all I'm trying to find out, I'll tell you what I'm talking about, I'm trying to find out whose back you were going to break.
Figure a speech.
Please don't take that wrong way.
I think it's very unfortunate for anyone to have said that.
Figures of speech, backbreaking, and contrite bankers. When Congress is the hottest ticket in town, you know someone's going to be history. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, April 28th, the day after Goldman faces the Senate. There was some history there, I think.
I think so, too. I think we're going to be talking about this for a while, but let's get a check on other news this morning. The Senate puts Goldman Sachs in its crosshairs. Yesterday's grilling, bipartisan. Democrats like Claire McCaskill.
It's gambling. Pure and simple, raw gambling.
And Republicans like John McCain.
There's no doubt their behavior was unethical. And the American people will render a judgment as well as the courts.
In the face of the 11-hour onslaught, Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankfein towed the line, saying his firm never misled clients.
We didn't have a massive short against the housing market, and we certainly did not bet against our clients.
The SEC charges in a criminal complaint that Goldman did just that.
Louise Story joins us, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. You were in those hearings yesterday. Louise, good morning.
Good morning. I was there 10 hours,
wow.
43 minutes.
Well, in the midst of all of the political posturing, I'm wondering if you found, as I did, a really kind of historic conversation about what banking actually is in the 21st century.
Absolutely. The subtext here was all about what does Wall Street owe to its clients. Congress people, the senators, they asked person after person, these Goldman employees, do you owe a duty to your clients? And, you know, most of them said no in trading. We don't really owe them anything except to be transparent, but we don't owe them any feeling that what they're buying from us is good.
Fascinating stuff. The philosophy of finance in the 21st century there in the Senate. We'll talk more about this in just a moment. Louise Story, stay with us.
Senate Democrats will try another test vote today on the financial overhaul. Republicans have blocked the bill twice so far because they want to tweak it before it goes to a full debate. The Coast Guard has a new plan for the growing oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico. They're going to light it on fire today. The slick is expected to reach the Louisiana coastline in the next few days.
And yesterday's downgrade of Greece's credit status has spooked global investors. They're worried Greece will actually now default on its loans, and the ensuing financial storm will engulf the rest of Europe. This morning, Greek officials banned short selling on the Athens Stock Exchange. And as a result of all that, Asian and European markets are down. Futures on Wall Street are down as well. The Dow gets underway at 10,991. The S&P opens at 1,183. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,471. All three indices had a sell-off yesterday. We're talking privacy this morning. Congress wants to take a look at what Facebook knows about you and how to regulate personal information on social networking sites. What do you think? And what do you think the kind of information is that should be private? Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
Well, I'll tell you what's not private. That's the business of Goldman Sachs at this point. No. But we're going to be talking more with Louise Story about this historic matchup, Levin versus Blankfein.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.